It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So my mom came over on Friday. I had a group of friends over and we were watching the fight. Now, my mom is around the same age as Mike Tyson. And let me tell you that my mom was so excited to see Mike one more time. So thrilled. She was convinced that he was going to win this fight. This fight to me centered around one thing. Does Mike Tyson have a little bit more magic left in those gloves? Well, we got our answer. The answer was a resounding, hell no, he didn't have no more magic in those gloves. Now, I know you guys have seen those little TikTok clips where he's hitting a guy and the guy's not hitting back and the guy's not moving out of the way and Mike has those quick bursts of energy. And you were convinced, man, he's going to do that to Jake Paul. Okay. And as I'm watching the fight, Rob, I saw over the span of the first 1 to 3 rounds, I saw my mom's excitement level drop every minute. From the beginning of thinking he's about to knock Jake Paul out to, oh, it's early. And then the realization set in that we weren't watching the old Mike Tyson. We were just watching an old Mike. Now, I give Mike a lot of credit for stepping in that ring. I really do. And if there is an athlete that deserves one last bite of the apple and you can make another $20, $30 million for going in there and doing some light cardio with all of us to watch, great. Mike Tyson got us together again one more time. If you're around my age, even a little bit older, you remember how epic the Mike Tyson fight parties used to be. They were an event. It rivaled an NFL game. Mike got us together one more time, but he just didn't have enough. There are some things in sports that are undeniable. They're undeniable. You want to know what's undeniable? Young beats old. Every single time. Text line, C-Dot, it was staged. It was a fight between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. What did you think it was going to be? You thought you were watching Ali Frazier? You thought this was Hearns and Hackler? That's what you thought? I went into it knowing it was shenanigans. I don't know how you guys didn't expect this to be shenanigans. Rob, I've been saying this since they announced the fight. It was going to be shenanigans. I can't. There's no way you fell for that. But that's not even the story to me. The real story is Netflix. Now, I think we have enough data to know that it was just not my internet. It's 2024. We live in an urban area. We all got good internet, all right? Some of you don't live there. I'm not knocking. I'm just saying, because if you live in the city, you got good internet. Rob, you got the same internet I got. Even if we don't have the same provider, I got Spectrum, you got AT&T, you got Google Fiber. We all got good internet, bro. The internet's not the issue. The issue was Netflix, and they fumbled. This is what I want to know. I got two things I want to know. The first thing I want to know is, you guys didn't think that people around the world were tuning in to watch Mike Tyson? Mike Tyson at one point was the most popular athlete in the world. You didn't think that people were tuning in? It's like you guys told us that Michael Jordan was going to play one-on-one against Ja Morant, and they're like, oh, I can't believe people wanted to see it. What? You didn't know if people wanted to see if Mike could still play basketball or not? You didn't know? Okay, all right. So that's number one to me. They didn't know. Had no clue that we were going to tune in for a service that we already have. We already have Netflix. Rob, you were like me. I'll watch it for free. I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it, but if it's right there and on my remote, there's a button that says Netflix. I got one of those smart TVs, one of those little Fire TVs. There's a button on there. Press the button. It takes you right to the fight. Sure, I'll turn it on. I'll watch it. It's right there. The undercard was great, by the way. That women's fight before, I can't remember the women's name, but that fight was, I want to watch them fight again. The second thing, and this is even aside from the stream part of it, I want to know whose idea it was to put Rosie Perez on the call. And I don't want you guys to take this take as being anti-woman or that I don't love Rosie Perez. I love White Men Can't Jump. I really do. She was great in that HBO show, The Flight Attendant, with Kaley Cuoco. Rosie Perez is amazing. I'm assuming they wanted some celebrity star power. You know, remember when Triller did those fights and they had Snoop Dogg on the call? So they were thinking, all right, well, Snoop doesn't want to do it. Maybe they went to Marshawn Lynch and asked if Marshawn Lynch wanted to do it. That would make a little bit of sense to me. We're going to go for the comedic aspect of this. Why was Rosie Perez on the call for a boxing match? There's a lot of things Rosie can do. I don't really want her commentating the boxing match. Not even like a ringside reporter. She could have been a sideline reporter or something. You had her on the call. It was nonsense. It really was nonsense. Netflix, you're not making the rest of us feel good. You guys have two NFL games coming up on December 25th, and you guys also have Monday Night Raw. You think the people that just want to watch these Jake Paul fans are upset? Wait till you start pissing off the Roman Reigns fans. And New Day, and I don't know what else they got going over there at WWE. I'm running out of my new wrestlers to tell you guys about. I'm from the Stone Cold Attitude era. I can't name anybody else. Netflix, all you did on Friday was make me more and more grateful for Amazon Prime. That wouldn't have happened with Amazon Prime. Thursday Night Football, that thing works every single Thursday. Amazon got them streams humming. This made me more appreciative of Peacock. Rob, Peacock would not have done that. Peacock would have been humming. We just watched the Chiefs playoff game on Peacock last year. Did you have any problems? Nah, because Peacock be humming. We just watched the Olympics on there. Little Simone Biles humming every single week. Netflix, you got to tighten up. That was sad. That was sad. I'm telling you, it was bad. It was real bad. It was worse than the fight. I want you guys to be better. That's all I got, Rob. I want you to chime in. I don't have anything else to say about Netflix and what they gave us on Friday.
I'm going to ask you a question that's probably difficult to answer. Do you think Roger Goodell cares that it was a bad job on Friday night? Because I'm betting Netflix check cleared.
And 100% it cleared.
It seems
sure.
Like that's what old Rod really cares about.
No doubt.
That's the end of that's Amazon has been great. Peacock has been great. I'm betting that this upcoming year we get a playoff game that's marooned off to Paramount Plus. And I have no doubt the Paramount Network will do a fine job with it because it's basically just CBS. But you know what? I don't think Roger Goodell was trying to watch the Jake Paul fight on Friday, kept getting the buffering, spinning, freezing nightmare, and thought to himself, "Ruh-roh, we might be in trouble." He thought to himself, "We good, they paid. The money's there. I'm happy about that because
I hate the NFL.
They have pushed this streaming thing on us from the jump, and I don't know they care if it goes bad. If anything, I bet the NFL this morning in the NFL offices was happy. Ho, 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 we're not the guinea pig. They'll get that tightened up by time for us. Oh, if Raw goes bad tonight, I'm sure Roger Goodell doesn't care. Another practice round is all he thinks because that is what the NFL has pushed on us. You hated the Peacock thing like you wouldn't believe. They do a fine job.
It works.
You're going to hate. 100%. You hated the ESPN Plus thing this year. You know what ESPN Plus had? The game. Mm. Do you know what Netflix didn't have?
The fight. I don't love ESPN Plus the way that you love ESPN Plus. ESPN Plus kind of shaky, too. It's a little shaky. It's a little shaky. It's shaky. Netflix.
I love ESPN Plus. Where else can you watch Kansas and UNC Wilmington?
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.